That can help. We used to actually talk about tryptophan and a snack of tryptophan or L-tryptophan tablets, which have been taken off the market because of contamination and liver failure problems. But essentially, tryptophan is a nice amino acid in protein, and any kind of protein is a good snack, and it helps that serotonergic pathway and sleep onset. And melatonin and serotonin are work in synchrony, so it's important that you have a good balanced diet of protein. When people are malnourished and starving, sleep is very disrupted. But when people are well-nourished, it's pretty good. Avoiding caffeine within 4 to 6 hours of bedtime is important. Caffeine is a stimulant, but I have some patients who tell me, oh, you know, I can drink coffee at bedtime. It doesn't bother me at all. And then I'll say, okay, what time did you have your coffee? Well, 10 o'clock. Well, so what happens when you wake up at 2? How did you know I woke up at 2? And it's the half-life of caffeine, you know, wearing off and kicking in and so on. That's a particularly problem. But if someone is very sleep-deprived, of course they can fall asleep whether they've had coffee or not. But it's when you avoid it altogether is the best remedy. Older people usually have to stop drinking coffee after noon, after 12, because the half-life of caffeine is longer and longer as we get older. And some younger people have shorter half-life, so you can metabolize it much faster. Avoiding alcohol, especially before bedtime, is important. Alcohol does help you fall asleep. It's a good sedative. It puts you to sleep. But it's very disruptive of the sleep stages, and it suppresses REM sleep,